To CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. Governor Jared Polis delivered his annual State of the State address today, making multiple references to the rising cost of living in Colorado, something both parties have agreed to confront during this year's legislative session.
Inflation has accelerated during the pandemic. Supply chains globally have been disrupted. Spending habits have changed. The cost of housing has spiked. Farmers and ranchers face unprecedented challenges. And many Coloradans have left the workforce. Too many people are struggling to make ends meet. As your governor, I want you to know we hear you and we're here to do something about it.
Polis says the state should rein in taxes and fees to help people get by. COVID-19 transmission has spiked in Colorado as hospital staffing shortages worsen across the state. CPR's John Daly says the lines on the graphs are just going straight up.
About a month ago, the rate of positive tests was about 6%. But since then, with people celebrating over the holidays and traveling, and especially once the Omicron variant showed up in Colorado, the growth in cases has been just explosive. Test positivity is nearing 30%.
The state recently surpassed 1 million cases of COVID-19 since the pandemic began. About half of Colorado hospitals say they expect a staffing shortage in the next week. Colorado Springs Police Chief Vince Niskey is retiring after 3 years of leading the department, citing a desire to spend more time with his family. Niskey has been with the CSPD for more than 3 decades, starting as a patrol officer. His retirement takes effect in March. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.